Everybody, Pastor Buddy sitting in here with you tonight. Welcome in here to the Shepherd's Call. We're live around the world on WWCR 5070. Call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on the air. We are going into part two tonight of an interesting, very interesting message, we think, that would inform you about the realities of the truth. You know, a lot of people really believe a lot of things that are not true in the Bible. And it is a seem right way, things that the carnal mind grasps, a way that seems right, which is not right, but the general population tend to go with it. So if you're spiritually minded, then it brings the peace of understanding, and it, the Bible said that it passes all understanding, and that is from breast to breast, or from those who know the truth and have been set free from the error of a seem right way. Just like the two witnesses. You know, the Bible says that Elijah will come before that notable day of Yahweh. Well, a lot of people believe that he hadn't come yet, that he's coming in the future. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's very clear that Elijah has done come, set up the way, according to Isaiah 40:1, the voice crying in the wilderness, Yahweh Shua, and a flesh body came after the prophet Elijah. So Elijah has done come. Well, just as people take the 14th chapter of the book of Revelations, and they talk about the two witnesses that is going to stand on the earth in the latter days, and they're going to witness, and they're going to shut up the heavens, and they're going to turn the water to blood. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I assure you that that is not going to happen in a flesh and blood setting. What is going to happen is just exactly like the Bible says about the two witnesses. We're going to tell you who the embodiment of the two witnesses are. Now, we made it clear last Sunday night in part one, this is going to be part two of the series, The Two Witnesses. James chapter 3, verse 12 says, "Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh?" If that's the truth, then the two witnesses has been demonstrated time and time again as the two houses of the house of Israel, both belonging to the olive berries or the olive producing tree that Yahweh has chosen. If you look at the types and the antitypes into the Old Testament, in 1 Kings 6:23, it says, "And within the oracle he made two cherubims of olive tree, each 10 cubits high." Well, we know in 721 B.C. that is before the advent of the Messiah, known as Christ. That's why they call it B.C., before Christ, or in some terms, before the common era of Christ. But if you look at Judah, this other house that was divided, in, as we told you, in 2 Kings, 1 Kings chapter 12 through 17, the division of the two houses was necessary for the covenant plan of the two olive trees. Now, we're going to take a look in the Bible for certain things that is going to describe the issues of the settings of the house of Israel. Notice in the Bible, in the time of trouble, such as was never seen, the revelations will come forth, and these revelations will tell us about the two witnesses. Well, if the two witnesses are the ones that are for the entering of the oracle, as it says in 1 Kings 6:31, we're going to take a look at that verse of scripture, and we're going to particularly notice that the entering of the oracle was two doors made of olive tree. Now, it didn't say trees. So there's only one olive tree, one for the root. Now, remember, the tree was cut down in the book of Daniel, but it also has the ability to be grafted back into the root. And we know, according to Revelations chapter 22, verse 16, that Christ said that he was that tree of life, or he was the root of that two houses, the house of Jacob, in this case, the two split houses. And there's reasons for that, and we're going to get into that. 1 Kings 6:32, the two doors, remember it was from one olive tree that the two doors were made. So from the root of Jacob, which was the root of Isaac, which was the root of Yahweh, which was the root that bared the branch that came into the world and bared his holy arm and made himself visible through the invisibility of the Godhead. God came into the world in a flesh body. Now, listen, the two doors were of olive tree, and he carved upon them carvings of cherubims and palm trees, and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold, and spread gold upon the cherubims and upon the palm trees. Now, gold is a conductor that is precious. It is the most precious conductor, or the most precious metal upon the earth. And gold is the principal sum of the matter. Remember the golden candlesticks. We'll get into that just in a moment and prove to you that they were two candlesticks on the stand in the house of Yahweh, where Yahweh had a fellowship with the two different houses, or the two olive trees and the two lampstands equaling the two witnesses. Now, let's go over to Revelations 11 and 4. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. Now, remember, we're talking about the two witnesses. How can, when we see the carnal mind in the 14th chapter of the book of Revelations, wrestle with the scriptures to their own death and destruction, thinking that there's two individuals in flesh bodies that's going to stand? Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh has got many witnesses in these two bodies, these two houses. Each house has a symbolism, and each house has a purpose for being in the house of Yahweh. Well, this house is the two witnesses. The house of Yahuta, known as the house of Judah. the house of Israel, known as the 10 northern tribes. These are the 2 olive trees and the 2 lampstands standing before the God of earth. Remember, the tree was cut down, but there was a graftation back into the original olive tree, meaning that the two houses at some future point will be reunited. Remember, we have talked about the unification of the divided house of Israel. Now, Israel actually encompasses the 12 tribes, in this case, the 13 tribes. And I want to give you something interesting as you count the candlesticks and the branches that make up the menorah, as we call it. If you will count, there's 3 on each side, meaning that there are 6 representing the 12 tribes of Israel. In the center of the lamp stands these 2 witnesses, both houses from the same root source of the olive tree, and this symbolizes Jacob, who symbolizes Yahweh. The symbolism of the 2 olive trees and the 2 lampstands is encountered in a slightly different arrangement in the book of Zechariah, and that's where we're going to go to, as we're going to explain to you some things that is very interesting in the 4th chapter, and we're going to start in the 2nd verse. And the holy Shekinah said to me, "What do you see?" So I said, "I am looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold." Ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing mixed with the house of Israel. You can't add anything to it, and you can't take nothing away. You cannot mix the olive tree with any other tree source in the world. Therefore, the house of Israel, the olive tree, is the only tree that will represent the 2 witnesses in the book of Revelations. This is all symbolic, but it's the 2 houses now at large. Both houses, if you will, separated. Both houses scattered. The house of Yehuda in 586, we've told you about that. The house of Israel, the 10 northern tribe, in 721 B.C. But they are still solid gold or made from the olive tree. In this case, the 2 olive trees and the bowl on top of the lampstand, and on the stand, 7 lamps with 7 pipes to the 7 lamps. Verse 3, 2 olive trees are by it, one on the right of the bowl and one on its left. The southern kingdom, if you will, of the division of the 2 houses represents the house of Yahuta. On the northern side of the bowl, which is the other side at its left, is the house of Israel. Notice in verse 11. Then I answered and said to him, "What are these 2 olive trees at the right of the lampstand and at its left?" And I further answered and said to him, "What are these 2 olive branches that drip into the receptacles of the 2 golden pipes from which the golden oil drains?" Golden oil. And he answered me, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said unto him, "I do not know, my master." And he said, "These are the 2 anointed ones who stand beside Yahweh of the whole earth." Now let me repeat verse 14 of Zechariah chapter 4. These are the 2 anointed ones. Now, who were the 2 anointed ones? The 2 witnesses is the 2 houses split and divided, representing 1 olive tree. Remember the two doors that were carved and overlaid with gold were 10 cubits tall. Now, what's the 10 cubits represent? Represents the two things. First of all, the 10 are the 10 nations divided from the two. 12 is perfect. So they were hewn down to 10 and cut out. As the Bible describes, the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, this is the precious stone, and these are the witnesses from that hewn stone, or the seed offspring of Yahweh, who is the root of the two houses. He's the one that brought them into the world, not by the will of man, not by the blood of man, but by the living Shekinah, the spirit people. There is a difference, ladies and gentlemen. Those who are anointed from spirit, those who came from above, those who are above all, those who are anointed as the golden lampstands, and the words of two anointed ones is better rendered in the AV as the two sons of a fresh oil. The two sons of fresh oil. Remember, the Bible talked about the lamps that are in the holy place. Now, as it is in heaven, so it is in the earth. Remember, you shall receive the oil into a sanctified vessel if you will obey the word, the fresh oil. Let's talk about the fresh oil. In Revelations 1:20, it says that the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Now, are there seven churches? Of course not. Each church represents the age that is appointed. And there are seven ages, and there are seven dispensations. There are 7 days, which is complete. Eight is a new beginning. Now, this lampstand is the symbolism used to represent the church that would always have oil flowing, olive oil in this case, nothing mixed with it, pure. And the word is pure beaten olive oil. Remember the Bible says, to a gainsaying, disobedient, unthankful, unholy, unrecognizing house of Israel, he that knoweth much, much is to be required. And you shall be beat with many stripes. What does these beatings represent? It represents the separate people who are chastised with the house of Israel. It is a representation of the Holy One of Jacob Israel as he is beaten into pure 100% olive oil. These are the two lampstands that converts the olive oil into light. What do you do with a lamp? You light them. Remember, it says, you are the light of the world. Isn't it amazing how that the symbolism is taken for actual scriptures to the carnal mind? That there's going to be literally two prophets in the last days that will come and shut up the heavens? Ladies and gentlemen, the heavens have been shut up and only open to them that have the key. Remember, the Bible said that you shall bind in the heavens and you shall loosen the heavens, or you shall bind on the earth, or you shall loose upon earth. Now, what does that mean? That means that each church age has within it the power to witness to or to refuse to. Do you know the Bible says that the gospel, which is the beaten olive oil, and after much beating, we have what is known as a pure olive oil. Did you know that the Bible says that only one third of Israel is going to come through the refinery of the fire? And that all the dross, all of the offspring, if you will, the things that are impure, the things that try to climb up some other way, will be cast aside. Now, with the church, that is the ecclesia, representing the lampstand, as you are the light, it converts the olive oil it receives in the beatings into light. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I was beaten with many stripes before I accepted the revelation of the truth. I was wandering in the traditional bell box assemblies, preaching, if you will, the things that seem right. But in my heart, I was pricked, as was the Apostle Paul, when he was beaten with many stripes after the pricks, as he persecuted the light people, those who were bringing the condemnation to the unbelieving ecclesia of that day, where they blasphemed, including Paul, where they persecuted those that called upon his name, and as it is written, you shall be hated of all people for my name's sake. You can join any of the churches in the Christian world with the key name of Jesus. Any church in the Christian world, including the Jehovah Witnesses, including the Mormons, including the Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, or any other congregation that comes to my mind, they will accept you if you will confess the word or the name or the sound Jesus. But ladies and gentlemen, when the pure beaten olive oil brings the light of revelation from the two witnesses, be it the house of Judah or the house of Israel, be it from the 10 northern tribes or the two tribes in the south, these are the lampstands that converts the olive oil in the church age for the light of the world. Now, consideration of these issues suggests that olive oil represents the Word of God, and thus the church should continually feed upon the words of God in order that it might be able to bring enlightened teaching for each church age. Ladies and gentlemen, this church age, you are responsible. It's the now generation. You cannot do anything for him tomorrow. If you haven't done anything in the past, that's because you're not doing anything in the present. Today's the day of salvation and the enlightened teaching in those in whom it is present. The Holy Spirit brings the Word of God back to your mind. In John 14:26, it says, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things to assist you in helping you understand how that God's Word should be rightly divided as it shines forth the light as a lamp to the feet. Now, the olive trees, being from the two doors, represent the messengers through whom the inspired Word of God will be brought forth to each church age. Now you're responsible for this age. Pastor Buddy is responsible for the gospel that he preaches to you. Your blood will either be upon my head or clean from my hands. You have to choose this day who you will serve. If you know that God chose men such as Moses, David, Daniel, Paul, and others to form the olive tree witnesses, and now he's chosen you. What does it say in the book of Isaiah 43 and verse 10? You are my witnesses. So from whatever house, if you're Jacob Israel and too far and about, only to the beaten olive tree who has the pure beaten oil in their lamps, vessels, and them trim. Remember, you have to trim those. You have to cure for the light unless they go out. Did you know that the wick, called the wick in the oil lamp, has to be trimmed? Remember the five wise and the five foolish? The five wise had the oil, and they trimmed their lamps and went out to meet the witness of the light of the world. The others had no oil for the cares of this world. They had forsaken Yahweh and the truth, the chosen time. Remember, today's the day of salvation. And salvation, ladies and gentlemen, is only in one name. By one name and through one faith are we all baptized into one body. The oil that flows up out of the belly of life comes through the revelation of the ability to trim the wick. Do not let the world interfere with the things that you would do. Do not let mother, wife, house, land, girlfriend, boyfriend, do not let anything separate you from the love of Jacob Israel in the beaten oil to fill your vessel, no matter how many scraps it takes, no matter how much persecution you have to go through. God's tabernacle. You are the tabernacle. And you are the showbread table. Remember, everyone that God called in the New Testament, Yahweh Shua in the flesh body, everyone that he called out, he called them publicly to stand for him. If you're ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of you. God's tabernacle, you are. What? Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that God will destroy those who fail to trim their wicks and to check the oil in their vessel and to be the golden lampstand to represent the two witnesses depending upon which house you're out of? Are you from the house of Ephraim and the 10 northern tribes? Then you are out of the northern kingdom. If you're out of the house of Yehuda ben Yaman or the house of Levi, you are out of the southern house of Yehuda. These two houses are the two golden candlesticks, the showbread and the golden lampstand upon which it's set. These are the two witnesses that God uses to represent his truth to the seven church ages, and now we are coming into the end of the sixth church age. Ladies and gentlemen, with one day being 1,000 years, remember in the prophetic utterance, there were seven complete days, and then things were made new. In the tabernacle, the showbread table was placed outside the veil toward the north. Let me repeat that. In the tabernacle, God's showbread table, Israel was his showpiece. his pride and his joy. He delighted in the sons of God. They were placed in the furniture department of the house tabernacle, which you are. You are the showbread and the table from which others eat. And as we look forward to each time, the festival, it's a time to eat, it's a time to share, it's a time to have fellowship, it's the time to let your lamps be filled with the beaten olive oil, to polish the golden vessel, to put on the whole armor, to stand in the traditional world of opposition. Oh, yes, it's hard to take off at the time that the world don't take off. Now, if you were in a Christmas setting and you worship a festival in Christmas, well, ladies and gentlemen, it wouldn't be any problem at all. You see, God always chose a sacrificial way for the house of Israel to be purposed and intended to see how much you were willing to suffer. So then the tabernacle and the showbread placed outside the veil toward the north. Remember that. Toward the north. You are veiled in the secrecy of knowledge. Cast not your pearls before the table of the swine. You are the showpiece. You are the table which is placed, the golden candlestick. Toward the north, the lampstand was placed outside the veil toward the south. Now listen to that. The lampstand, the showbread table, was placed outside the veil toward the north. And the lampstand was placed outside the veil toward the south. So then, remember, inside the veil, we have another piece of furniture that was the most precious. This was the Ark of the Covenant, or this was the place from which the miracle of communication, God's holy light, ascended and descended down upon the Ark of the Covenant, where the mercy seat sat above to judge in mercy the house of Israel. The lamp and the light. The light illuminated the table. Oh my. And on the table was 12 showcakes. Isn't it marvelous? That is the showbread. Remember I said the table was for the showbread placed outside the veil toward the north. You are the showcase bread. Remember, the man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This is the light of the world. You are the lampstand or the light of the world. You must be filled with pure, unadulterated, can't be mixed with kerosene or tradition or any other oil, be it fig tree, be it thorn bush, be it any other type of mixture, will not mix with the holy beaten oil that gives illumination to the table, which is the place where the 12 cakes of showbread sat on the table. 12 cakes of showbread. Symbolism is the showbread cakes represent the spiritual food that God presents before the descendants of Jacob and him only. Now, let me repeat that. If you're going to eat the showbread, you will have works. If you're going to be full of oil, you will shine forth. You will be a witness, one of the witnesses that stand before God as members of a family in the earth as the light of the world. There is not one single light. There are many lights. that illuminate the showbread and the table to the descendants of Jacob. See, the mission is to go forth only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You are the showbread. You are the lampstand. You are the illumination. You are the bread. Feed the hungry. I was hungry, and you fed me not. I was naked, and I had no clothing. I was in prison, and you visited me not. Who's he talking about? The house of Israel, who is in blindness, needing oil, a lack of trimness of the wicks that burn in their soul. Oh, yes, they have tradition. Yes, I know you're sick of tradition. You're sick of going in after them. The Bible said, hating even the garments spotted by flesh of the tradition that they have. But ladies and gentlemen, go forth, do the work of an evangelist, show yourself approved, workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, and don't give up on one soul. Because you see, if you sow the seed, if you dung the tree, whatever job you have, if you water, if you plant, whatever part of the illumination from the bread or the light that is in you, shine forth. Put on the sackcloth. And if you notice in the 14th chapter of the book of Revelations, the witnesses were clothed in sackcloth. What does that mean? It represents the nature of their humbleness. Their role was to state or provide the testimony of God, to be very humble, considering themselves. Consider others, lest ye also be tempted and wander out of the way and remain in the congregation of the dead. You don't want to do that. Have faith. Have patience. Exercise humility. When delivering the message, make sure that it is appropriate level of certainty. Now, if you do that, then you will become an informed olive tree. You will become a light of a lampstand. You will become a table of the showbread. You will become a witness chosen in the earth as one of the two witnesses. You can do your part as one of the witnesses. You can't be both. You're either out of the northern house of Israel. If you are of Jacob Israel, you belong to one of those two houses. And that makes you one of the witnesses from either side. Either side is acceptable because each one plays a specific role in the furniture in the house of God. Now, I've informed you that there are two olive trees and two lampstands, and each of the witnesses must have a dual nature. If you look at the church and what it represents, the chosen men of God are a natural division exists in relationship to the old and the new covenants that I told you about in part one. The Old Testament was a covenant to be honored and admired and loved. The new covenant is to be reverenced and appreciated with humbleness. The prophecy of the two books are the division of the two natures of the two covenants must be rightly divided and put in its proper perspective that you could have the revelation of these two witnesses. Remember in 11:6 Revelation, these have power to shut heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know when you will not go out, when you become lazy, when you become trifling, when you become caught up in the cares of this world, when you do not go about your Father's business daily, when you're not letting your light shine, when you're not letting the wick to be trimmed in your life, when you're not being beaten to make the pure olive oil rather than a diluted, polluted mixture of half of the world and half of Yahweh, you got to choose this day who you will serve. These have power to shut heaven. No rain. The rain is the latter rain. Remember the former rain? the covenant of Moses, the latter rain, the covenant of Yahweh Shua. These are the two prophets, and Moses spoke of that prophecy in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33. In the last days, there shall arise a prophet like myself. Him shall you hear, and him shall you obey. Matter of fact, it warns you to be careful to obey him, because Yahweh said through the prophecy, my name is in him. In the power of Moses, that prophet that could turn the water to blood. Remember, this represents the genetics being chosen through the law, which is spiritual. And in the latter-day prophecy, the prophecy of Yahweh Shua, the Bible warned you to obey that prophet, because Yahweh said, my name is in him. In Moses, it was revealed outside to him. In the Messiah, Yahweh Shua, the name was put in him. That gave him power over all of the waters. Waters representing the genetics of the house of Israel, which represents the blood of the Holy Covenant of Revelations chapter 22, verse 4, when Yahweh Shua said, I am the root of Jacob. Oh my, what a prophetic revelation. Well, quickly now, as we close out, my time has just gone on by. Is that the two olive trees represent a dual nature. Number one, it represents the law. Number two, it represents the prophets. That's the two olive trees. In the lampstands, it represents the old covenant and the New Testament covenant of the church. Remember, I told you that there was a division in the menorah. A unification of seven. Of course, the two menorahs would count 14. If you look at the 13 tribes and the center light burning from each candlestick, the light of the world, when Christ removed himself from the world, he told them while he was in the world, he said, I am, the causative verb formed to be, Haya, Eli Asher, Yah, I am the light of the world. When I leave, my two witnesses or my two covenants or the showbread or the two candlesticks will become the two witnesses from the two houses will become the light of the world. You must be beaten to have the pureness. You see, tribulation worketh patience. Patience gives you a perfect mixture of the righteous olive oil, and you must be genetically connected to the covenant of racial identification from the blood of Jacob. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is only for these two witnesses, the two houses. In the 15th chapter of the book of Matthew, it says, go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Do not. And everybody says, well, you see, the Gentiles are grafted in. The Gentiles have never been grafted in. They never will be, because the covenant is not to Gentile. The covenant is to the house of Israel. The house of Israel was two houses. Go only to those who were scattered abroad. Do not go to the Gentiles, but go only to the lost sheep. The lost sheep are not Gentiles, never was and never will be, because you cannot bring the thorn bush from the olive tree. You cannot produce figs on an olive tree. It won't work, although the church world has associated the fig tree as the house of Israel and the olive tree as the Gentiles. That just don't compute. It doesn't measure up to the word. The lampstand is attached to the olive tree to bring light to the body of Christ. And there's two bodies, and these two bodies will become one body, and in one body, in the center of that golden candlestick, represented by Yahweh himself. So you have 13 tribes, and the center light representing the 14 with two seven-branched menorahs, which represents 14, the 13 tribes of the house of Israel, with Yahweh as the head light in the body. I am the true vine, John 15:1, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not yield fruit will be taken away. The two witnesses prophesied in the book of Revelation that they are to die. Remember, liken unto yourself to be dead after the rudiments of this world. If you refuse to die, you must die. You've got to be beaten with many stripes until you die out to the world and the things of the world and the seem right and the traditions and return to keep his commandments. For if you say you love him and you will not keep him, you have not died unto the symbolism of the two witnesses that died. Oh, yes, they died. And the 3.5 years that is noted here, or the 3.5 days, is a time appointed in the final end time for the great persecution against the house of Israel, the scattered abroad, those who know the name, those who will use it, not the bastards, but the sons of Yahweh, having the essence of the pure beaten oil, meaning by the law and the prophets, represented by the spirit of the Messiah and his teachings, the spirit or essence for a period of time will cease to exist. Remember what the Bible says about the beast that rose up in the last days? It says that the beast power wore out the saints of the Most High, and that they brought killing and maiming. Ladies and gentlemen, all that's being set up right now as we speak. The righteous will be persecuted in the last days. But remember, the more you beat the olive, the more pure the oil becomes. The more that you refine the gold, the more pure it becomes, until the pureness will overcome the impure. The righteous will not have to live with the unrighteous. The clean will not have to live with the unclean. There is coming a separation. In the last days, the wicked will be removed from the earth. They're getting ready for their rapture. They're preaching the truth. They're going to be taken out. As it was in the days of Noah, the wicked were taken out and the righteous remained. In the last days of Sodom and Gomorrah, the wicked were removed from the earth and the righteous remained. The Bible said the righteous, the pure-beaten olive oil, the two houses, Jacob, Israel, as long as there's a sun and moon, oh my, there shall be a body called Jacob. The unification or the one temple is coming. The great head of the body will begin to cry out, and there shall come a deliverer out of Zion or out of the house of Israel. And that house will proclaim the Joseph Messianic last day message. Ladies and gentlemen, my time is gone. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call around the world on WWCR tonight as we go forth here in the month of March, live tonight on March the 12th. the year 2006. Moving right along in time, you don't want to miss part three. We will conclude, hopefully we can get through the last part. We've got a lot of scriptures to cover, and the last part in proving to you who the two witnesses are. Don't look for two flesh and blood beings. Hunt for your brother. Hunt for Israel. Hunt for those, the two witnesses. Out of the two houses come the two lampstands and the two olive trees. These are represented as ten cubits high and the two doors that came into the temple. Remember, they were olive. You must have an olive nature or an olive bloodline to enter in. Remember, there shall be a watchman at the door. And if you don't enter in by the door or through the bloodline, you cannot be saved. Oh, my. I feel like preaching, and I got to go. Ladies and gentlemen, you can write me tonight. This is Pastor Buddy. You can write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip, 37824. You get that zip on there, or do you get the spelling of the city right? They will deliver it right to New Tazewell, Tennessee. If you want this series of messages on the two olive trees and the two lampstands and the two witnesses of Revelations 14 and the revelation that comes with it, just a little bit more than two flesh and blood beings. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh uses the symbolism and always has. He's big in rituals. And he typed and annotated this right into a revelation and hid it from the wise and the prudent. And a carnal mind is still waiting on Elijah. Ladies and gentlemen, he came and gone a long time ago. He won't be back here in a flesh body anymore. And neither will the Messiah until it's too late, when you see the sign of the coming of the Son of Man. You see, that sign of the coming is now. The revelation is coming forth. The day is at hand, and the night is far spent. You better come on, because the time is nigh, even at the door. We have a new website that Brother Clinton and myself have been working on for the last month or two, and we are still in the building process, so bear with us on the website, but this is the website. That's www.pastorbuddy.net. Just into your search engine, pastorbuddy.net. That'll open it up to our website. We've got tons of information. It will take you days, maybe weeks, perhaps, to go through and research all of our information or read the articles or the things that we got posted already. Plus the fact we've got hundreds and hundreds of messages. Clinton is in the process of uploading our 2006 messages. Our fresh messages will be soon added within the next couple of weeks or so. We'll have more of our messages added to it. That's live. You can listen to it in live audio, if you will, audio stream on the website. You can go there and find us there on pastorbuddy.net. Don't miss it. Now, we need your help. If you'd like to be a part of our ministry, we thank all of those that are, that help us and hold up the hands of Yahweh's last day prophets, supporting the truth of the two witnesses. Ladies and gentlemen, the house of Israel, there's many of them all over the world that are declaring the end time revelation. Get on board. The time is nigh, and the night, as I said, is far spent. It's time. Today's the day of salvation. If you would like to call me tonight, you can do so. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, around the world on the transmitting jewel of the South. That's WWCR with Pastor Buddy Live every Sunday night. You can catch me here at 7 Central 8 Eastern Standard Time, Part 3, coming up next Sunday night. Yahweh willing that we can get into the final part of the two witnesses. You don't want to miss it. This exciting series can be yours, but just call in Pastor Buddy here tonight. Praise Yahweh. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you next Sunday night in Dixie.
It's the flag of Dixie, blah, blah, for Dixie, when we take our stand, and then we're back for Dixie, to fun, to fun, and fun, for Dixie, for Dixie, to fun, to fun, and fun, for Dixie, for Dixie, to fun, to fun, and the flood of northern flags and southern flags, to arms, to arms, to arms in Dixie. That's the fire stamp upon the crystal line. To arms, to arms, to arms in Dixie. And that's the flag of Dixie. Hoorah, hoorah. For Dixie when we take our stand and never die for Dixie. To arms, to arms, and conquer Dixie for Dixie. To arms, to arms, and conquer Dixie for Dixie. Just a moment or lift a breath or pack and favor to arms, to arms, to arms in the tree. So reflect from both the shoulder, let the odds make each heart fuller to arms, to arms, to arms in the tree. And then the flag of the sea, hurrah, hurrah, for it's the when we take our stand and live with that free. Thousand degrees. Down thousand degrees.